Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by today and I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin the podcast today, I want to start with a song by Neon Feather, Wonder Working.
I've seen so many miracles, I forgot what the word impossible means. Raise hands to the sky, get your hopes up high, 'cause with God it's a regular thing. I've seen so many plot twists, I've stopped trying to guess how he's gonna move next. Just lean back with the lions, cook out in the fire, I don't have to be so stressed. Anytime it looks too hard, I've learned to look my eyes to the stars, 'cause the maker of it all, he made my heart, my heart.
Amen. My God is working a wonder in me, right? And you and you. I so love that song. I heard that song a few weeks back by my friend Michelle. She sent that to me and it was so encouraging. I wanted to share it with you today. And Michelle, if you happen to be listening today, thank you, girl, for all your encouragement. I appreciate you more than you know. And I was just thinking today, and I wanted to stop by and encourage you guys a little bit. I know we just got past the Thanksgiving holiday, and, you know, a lot of people, they're just ready for the holiday to be over. You know, sometimes holidays are not a good time for a lot of us, you know, and we think, what do we got to be thankful for, you know, with the way the world is today and everything that's going on. And but there is so much more we got to be thankful for than we realize. I stopped today and I have to admit, it's been a tough day, you know, not feeling well physically. And I caught myself saying If you've lived as long as I've lived, you know, you just get really tired sometimes. You get really frustrated. I'm telling myself this. I had these thoughts, you know, and I think, Lord, you know, how many more years? And I was like, wait a minute. Wait, stop, Andrea, stop. If I have lived as many years as I have, that phrase just caught me for a second. And it was like one of those moments, you know, where, you know, you get an aha or a light bulb moment, as they call it. A lot of people did not get to live as many years as I've lived. They didn't wake up today. They may be in a hospital. They may be going through some troubling, deep, dark moments. I need to be grateful that I woke up today. Yeah, I'm struggling. But we need to be grateful during those struggles. You know, I talked about that a couple of weeks ago about enjoying your journey. And when you continue to have tough days, you know, month after month, year after year, you know, it's normal. We're human, you know, to question God and say things like that. But I don't know, today, for some reason, it just made me stop and just be even more thankful that I realized, you know, even for the moment, you know, that I'm going through, you know, a struggle, you know, just remembering that will pass and being grateful that I'm still here to pray and ask God to help me through the moments. Because as I always say, I say a lot of times in my podcast, sometimes I can't make it one day at a time, as people, you know, will say, just one day at a time. Sometimes it's one moment at a time for me. Just one moment. Let's get through those moments. And then by the end of the day, you will see that you made it through a day. And then we can say one day at a time. Right? That's the way I have to look at it when I'm going through tough days. And I just want to share that with you today because it just really, that thought process just really captured me today when I was talking to myself. You know, we get into our head sometimes and we, you know, start telling ourselves these things. And, you know, if you've never heard someone say this, we believe what we say sometimes more than what someone says to us. Like, I'm encouraging you today, right, on the podcast. You have to take the encouragement that I give you or someone else gives you or something that God just gives you a word and says, hey, you know, you're going to be okay today. And you have to speak that out of your mouth. You know, hey, I'm going to be okay today. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I serve a miracle, wonder-working God. I have to say those things, even though I hear them in a song, even though I hear them in a scripture, I have to say them. I have to let them come out of my mouth. You know, there's a reason, you know, God tells us how powerful our minds and our words are, because what we think in our mind eventually comes out of our mouth. So we have to get that thought process aligned, and we have to, by faith, speak those words of encouragement, even to ourselves, on the days we're struggling. And, you know, that's not always easy to do. But I just wanted to share that with you today is, you know, come out of your head and just start to speak through your struggle. You know, I can do this. I'm going to come through this. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up today, even through my struggle. Thank you, Lord. I'm able to speak and encourage others through this podcast today. Thank you, Lord. Better days are coming. So just remember that and be encouraged by that. And I wanted to read you to Jesus' Calling today. I read it every day, but my friend, she actually sent it to me earlier today, and I happened to read it a little earlier. Thank you again, by the way, Michelle. So I'm going to share it with you guys, as I always do. It says, let thankfulness rule in your heart. Amen, right? As you thank me for blessings in your life, a marvelous thing happens. Oh, yes, it does. It is as if scales fall off your eyes, enabling you to see more and more of my glorious riches. Amen. With your eyes thus open, you can help yourself to whatever you need from my treasure house. Each time you receive one of my golden gifts, let your thankfulness sing out praises to my name. Hallelujahs are the language of heaven, and they become the language of your heart. Amen, right? A life of praise and thankfulness becomes a life filled with miracles. Instead of trying to be in control, you focus on me and what I am doing. This is the power of praise, centering your entire being in me. This is how I created you to live. For I made you in my own image. Enjoy abundant life by overflowing with praise and thankfulness. Wow, what a word, right? Amen and amen. And you know, that's what I call those roses in the moments. You know, I talk about this sometimes. It's when you get one of those, you know, those aha moments. That's a rose in the moment God's given you. You know, when I got that thought process that came through my mind this morning, wow, I should be thankful for the years I have lived and that I woke up today. Thank you, Lord, for that rose in the moment. Just thank Him. He gives us those beautiful, beautiful roses in the moment every day. Sometimes we miss them, though, through our pain and through our struggles. We don't see them because we got those scales on our eyes. But just like the Jesus' Calling says, let those scales fall off your eyes today, enabling you to see more and more of His glorious riches. And you'll find those roses in the moments, I so promise you. I just wanted to share that with you today, and I hope it encourages you along your journey, whatever you may be going through, you know, and just to find those roses in the moments. So before I end the podcast today, as I always do, I wanted to end with another song for you, and it's by Neon Feather featuring Maddie Mullins, Come to Life.
Standing on in every
Amen. And just see God's love come to life in everything. So as I end the podcast today, if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope. This world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here next week on the Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. God bless you all. Much love. See you back here next week. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.